This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial toll-free 855-453. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the website. Those other talk show hosts will charge you for their sites. And that's sometimes like $7-$8 a month. We do it for free, so go and enjoy. You can actually create the content that you see on the front page of the site. All the numbered items as you scroll down, those were all put there by listeners just like you. So you can get interactive at freetalklive.com. Got an update for you here. Actually, a couple updates tonight. One of them on the Silk Road case. There's been a new development. The legal struggle, the legal saga of one Ross Ulbricht, a.k.a. maybe Dread Pirate Roberts, the guy who was allegedly the creator of the Silk Road, an underground drug marketplace, basically. It's kind of like a free marketplace, although not entirely. There were certain things that could not be sold on the Silk Road. Anyway, we can talk more about that. There's been an interesting development there with a motion filed by Ulbricht's attorney. We'll tell you more about the thrust of that. Also, I have a pair of letters that I want to share tonight. Derek J. and Mark joining me here. I'm Ian. And the letters are about the Free State Project. And one of them is entitled Free Staters, Part of New Hampshire Tradition. The other is entitled I'm a Lover, Not a Hater.
Wow.
And one of them is written by somebody.
He sounds a lot like a hater.
Yes. One of them is written by somebody who I would consider to be a hater. The other is written by somebody who obviously thinks that Free Staters are a welcome, natural extension of what New Hampshire is all about. So kind of a study in contrast between people in New Hampshire and how they perceive this interesting movement that the three of us are part of, the Free State Project, the idea of focusing liberty-loving activists to have them move all in one area or to one area, one geographic area, and New Hampshire was that choice. So we'll share that on the way here. Derek J. literally just rolled in, so I don't know what he's brought to the table tonight. Derek, anything hot on your plate?
I'm always focused on stories of peaceful resistance, so I'll bring you something in that vein.
Looking forward to it. From PeaceNewsNow.com, Derek J. joining us here tonight. It's been a pretty busy day, a busy week. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, as always. Of course, I just got back from doing fair outreach, which I've talked about to some extent on the show, but I haven't done a recap of what happened over the last week. And so I just want to do that real quick here because the fair, the county fair here in Cheshire County, was a great, an amazing outreach experience this weekend. And that's because we were able to give out over 500 Bitcoin flyers in the 5 days of the fair. In the last 2 days, it was like 200 flyers a day, basically. So we probably hit 550 to 600 flyers over the full 5 days. I don't have an exact count because we went with a fairly large stack of fancy color, like cardstock flyers, and we burned through those by Friday evening. I printed out 400 more at that point. I got on Staples' website and did a rush order so I could pick it up the next morning. 400 more flyers. So I know that number, and we burned through all 400 of those in 48 hours.
That's
so
amazing, because New Hampshire's already one of those Bitcoin meccas where, you know, there's some of the largest meetup groups, some of the most items that are ordered online through mm-hmm. Bitcoin are shipped to New Hampshire. So you're doing an awesome thing by helping the Mecca grow.
Well, you know, it was kind of discouraging at some points because we're at a county fair where, surprisingly, there's not a lot of people who have internet access. Maybe like half the crowd that we talked to didn't have internet access.
I don't know. Like. Okay, so one of the things that you can, if you were out there trying to get email addresses, you would find a lot of people that would say, I don't have no email address.
Yeah.
But they have an email address. They're just not going to give it
Mark.
To you.
I mean, these are people living out in the woods. They're farmers. Maybe they're totally fine with their lifestyle without internet. You know?
I live next to two farmers on either side, and I'm a farmer myself. There's four people that sort of live in the immediately adjacent areas, and I can tell you that 100%, as a matter of fact, I'm thinking of another neighbor too, 100% of the four neighbors that I can think of, these are the households, have internet, and mine too.
Sure. No, I get where you're coming from. I believe him. I get what you're saying. You're saying people are lying.
Okay.
And
so here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Some of the people that we're talking to, and they're not
some
lying.
Some people would lie.
It's
sure.
None of your damn business. Okay?
Well, no, hold on a second. If you answer a question with something that's not the truth, that's generally a lie.
I disagree. If a police officer, or a government agent asks you something that could cause you to incriminate yourself, as far as I'm concerned, you have the ability to lie.
I'm not saying
on,
it's
he
wrong.
Not a police officer. He's just
I understand. I'm just saying that look,
when somebody
asks you something that's none of their business, at that point I think we're talking about an entirely different realm of untruth.
I don't know.
Okay,
it's like
strategic disinformation. Different than a lie.
It's like if I was at, I used to work at JCPenney, and if I was like, oh, hey, can I help you with that? Or do you want some help picking out a tux? Like if someone said no, but they really wanted help. I mean, I don't know. People lie
people
about
weird.
Small stuff all the time. They're still lies.
I try to change the terminology behind a lie. Sounds really slimy to me, Mark. So why not just embrace it? Yes, it's a lie, but then just add the caveat that in all circumstances, lying is not wrong. If you're lying to protect your family from getting hacked up by a man with a machete trying to break into your house in the middle of the night, or if you're lying to the police to stop them from putting your friend in a cage, then there's nothing wrong with lying in those instances.
If that's the way you want to go with it, I believe that there should need to be different terms for different sorts of things.
Well, and they're not spreading misinformation, which is usually the other thing that people can do when it seems like they're lying. Like if they've been lied to and they don't know that it's a lie, it can sound like a lie if they're passing on misinformation.
Now you have just two definitions of what an untruth is. I called it a strategic disinformation, and I think that that's very specific. It is dealing
it's
with things.
A longer way of saying lie. Sure.
Lie is a larger umbrella, okay? I prefer to use the umbrella of untruth, and that lie is a specific
you need
thing.
To be a politician, Mark. Doesn't he sound like a politician?
It's really mincing words, yeah. And to the first point, I think a lot of these people don't have internet. That's what we were talking about in the first place. I think they weren't lying. They were just straight up
they
being honest.
Fault of the earth.
Hey, you think every
internet.
One of those people that he talked to was telling the truth?
There was not. Well,
when,
not everyone.
When people say, I don't have internet, I tend to believe them. Like, that's a pretty serious I would be embarrassed to say those words if I
it was either
had to utter them.
It was either they did not have it at all, or they hardly ever got on. You know, they had no drive whatsoever to access it. And I believe it. We're out in the middle of the woods at a county fair. It's going to be a place that is likely to attract the Luddite, likely to attract somebody who is not really a big fan of technology. I mean, this isn't a high-tech event. We're talking about tractor pulls here. Pigs.
There were any
horses.
Pigs. There were no pigs. But
what are you
the,
talking about? There was like a pig scramble at some point.
Well,
yeah,
they just have the pigs for the pig scramble, but they don't have 4-H pigs at that particular event.
There were
I understand.
Animals.
You didn't go
there
through and look at
too.
All the beautiful farm animals.
No, I try to stay away. They stink.
Right? I understand.
I'm not a farmer.
That's why you're
person.
Not really. You're really in the wrong place. This is you.
No, it was actually
a,
very, really the a nice place to be, and that's why I was saying it was. It could be a little discouraging at times, but overall. The event was very, very successful. I handed out, and myself, Chris Cantwell, and several other activists total, handed out over 500 Bitcoin flyers, and I considered that to be a very good result.
And it is the right place. Farmers are a great demographic for using Bitcoin.
Not if they don't have the internet there.
Sure. Yeah, but there's hardware wallets now that farmers could use Bitcoin.
Well, again, if it doesn't assist in their lifestyle, if they can't see a benefit to it, and if they're not online, they'll never see a benefit to it. It just, it means nothing. Bitcoin to them is, it is meaningless, and that's okay.
It could mean as much as gold and silver, like, and farmers get that. They trade in alternative currencies all the time by, here's some milk, here's some eggs, here's some carrots. We trade in alternative currencies all the time.
So it was a great event. I mean, despite the people that didn't have internet access or claimed to not have internet access, I thought it went pretty well. Now, of course, I don't have anything to compare it to. I haven't done, you know, another county fair somewhere else doing Bitcoin. But it's not my job to go outside of this county. So what about you? What, are you and your activist buddies doing outreach where you live? If not, maybe you should look at the Free State Project and move to where there are enough activists to actually put together something like this. Because I couldn't have done this alone. There's more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
In a far future universe, Earth's fleet is shattered, rife with guerrilla warfare, interspecies diplomacy, and full-scale interstellar combat. Humanity is about to face its Trial by Fire. Trial by Fire, book two in the Tales of a Terran Republic, sequel to the national best-selling and award-winning Fire with Fire by distinguished professor and author Charles Gannon. Get it now from Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Was kind of just recapping some of the things that have gone on here in our beautiful little Keene, New Hampshire, with Free State Project participants and other liberty activists getting out there and getting the word out about Bitcoin. In fact, I've talked to multiple people when I was at the outreach booth that I had set up over the last several days, 5 days straight is what the county fair runs here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire. And I recommended ExpressCoin a bunch of times because when I would actually get into conversations with people, you know, there's different levels of interaction. So the, you know, kind of the basic level of interaction is handing someone a flyer and then somebody who's more interested, you know, answering some of their questions about Bitcoin. And, of course, one of the questions is, how do I get them? Well, I had a Bitcoin vending machine right there, but kind of the holy grail of this outreach booth is to get somebody to get a Bitcoin wallet on their smartphone and buy Bitcoins from the Bitcoin vending machine, which is a very difficult task. So only did that a few times over the 5 days. But some people were still interested enough to kind of ask about it. So they wanted to do their own research. Not everybody's comfortable with just pulling out their wallet and putting money into a strange machine on the side of the, you know, the county fair. But ExpressCoin.com is a way for people to get Bitcoin, as well as Dogecoin, which, by the way, was the second most popular currency, cryptocurrency, at least by mention of the people who came by the booth.
Really?
It was mentioned three times by three different people, just randomly. Like, you know, I was just talking to them, just kind of pitching Bitcoin out to them, and then they would say something like, do you have Dogecoin? Or some sort of Dogecoin-related comment.
Wow.
Yeah, and those people with the Dogecoin weren't really interested in Bitcoin either, which was kind of weird.
That's what's so cool about Dogecoin that I've noticed. It sort of brings people to the idea of cryptocurrency, sometimes without even noticing that Bitcoin exists. Like, there's a Dogecoin conference, or Dogecon, that happened out in California.
That sounds like it'd be fun to attend.
Oh, yeah. It was. Read some of the reports about it. It was a blast of pizza and stuff. But that's what these people were into. They didn't care about Bitcoin, some of them. And that's really cool that there are so many different cryptocurrencies now that people can have their own niche and not even care about some of the others. Like Bitcoin.
You can get Dogecoin and Bitcoin. And also now Litecoin, Blackcoin, and Darkcoin, all with very easy methods like money order, check, wire transfer, cash deposit at a credit union with shared branching. ExpressCoin.com makes it possible, and they make it possible at a very low rate. It's like a 3% transfer fee for orders over $40. Now, if you can use code FTL if you're ordering less than $40 worth of Bitcoin over at ExpressCoin.com, and you'll get it for no transfer fee, which is a great way to just go and get some Bitcoin for the first time. Because if you were to buy it from the machine on the side of the fair, that's a 5% fee. If you're going to buy less than $40 worth, or even more than $40 worth, I don't think you can find a better deal than ExpressCoin.com. I really don't think it's possible. So go and check it out. It's great stuff, and they'll get you your Bitcoin lickety-split. Usually takes about a business day, from what I understand. So we continue here. A little bit more about the Free State Project. One letter to the editor from a hater, somebody who hates the idea of the Free State Project, and a letter from somebody who thinks it's a great idea, both people living in New Hampshire. We'll get to that here in a moment. But I have to say, the haters were non-present at the county fair for the most part. There was one guy who walked by and just started laughing at us, and I kind of asked him, hey, what's, you know, like to be on in on the joke? What's so funny? And he just kind of looked at us and just kind of kept laughing at us. He said something derisive or just sort of blowing us off.
Like, but your presence there was the funny thing that was making him
something
laugh.
Something like that. Yeah, he wouldn't really get explicit, and he just kept walking, which is fine with me. And then there was, you know, somebody else who heckled us at the very end of the day on Sunday. But compared to previous years, I mean, I remember when, you know, people would say nasty things as they walked by, and I kind of expected that to happen this year. It really didn't transpire at all.
That's cool.
It didn't happen a lot previously, but it happened enough to kind of be like,
Well, third year, you're old hat at this.
Well, right, and I am kind of old hat at this, Derek J. I've been doing fair outreach booths for more than a decade.
Because for other causes, right?
In Florida is when I got my start doing them. I did them at county fairs down in Sarasota. I did gun shows and Gay and Lesbian Pride Fest.
Cool. So
it's kind of like, you know,
all the Libertarian Party of Sarasota.
Initially for the Libertarian Party in Florida, and then after I joined the Free State Project, I shifted the focus of the booth to the Free State Project rather than the Libertarian Party, because the Free State Project actually, you know, seemed like a good idea, and the Libertarian Party wasn't going anywhere at all. And then when I moved to New Hampshire, I wasn't able to afford to do a booth right out the gate, so it took me a few years to kind of get organized and get things together. But I'm glad to be back out and doing it. Yesterday in particular was amazing. Sundays previously, this was the last day of the fair, Sundays previously had not been busy at all. But this Sunday was probably the busiest day I'd seen, certainly the busiest day this week. And that's weird because Saturday's weather was fine. But anyway, Sunday was rocking all day. We burned through all of our Bitcoin flyers. Still had a couple hours left in the fair at that point. So, of course, I had a bunch of other propaganda. You know, here in Keene, we've got so much stuff. If you go to tools.freekeene.com, there's actually a list of several of the flyers there. You can look at them online. You can even print them out. Some of them are useful nationally, like the Don't Take a Plea Deal flyer. That's one that you can print out anywhere. In fact, we made a Don't Take a Plea Deal flyer that's specific for national. There's one that kind of mentions New Hampshire stuff, and then there's one that's more written with other people in mind. So you can use some of these tools that we have. Anyway, I had a bunch more flyers there. Copblock.org. We have a kind of a local customized Know Your Rights flyer. Had a big stack of those, and we Chris Cantwell and I picked those up, and we just started burning through those. I mean, there was just a constant throng of people walking by the booth. There was like a demolition derby going on toward the end of the fair. So just nonstop people coming by. And, you know, we'll just hand out these Copblock flyers with one simple statement. Do you know your rights with the police? And just people, no problem. They reach out and take this thing. We burn through those in probably less than 30 minutes. Then
that's so encouraging, because it says to me that in New Hampshire, people are about to get a little more disobedient with the police. Like, they may not answer all the cops' questions. They may not incriminate themselves as they used to.
A little bit of information can go a long way, and you never know who you're going to reach. You never know when, you know, this stuff will be really, really useful for them. And I think it makes a difference. So we burned through the cop block Know Your Rights flyers. So then we grabbed some other flyers. We've got New Hampshire Jury, nhjury.com, which is all about jury nullification. And that's your right to vote a case if you're on a jury based on your opinion about the law, not the facts in the case. You can use your conscience. So we were informing people about that. And then I also had a New Hampshire Independence flyer, which is all about secession. And that's a pretty radical idea. And you'd think that if you're putting a pro-secessionist flyer into people's hands, that could rub people the wrong way, you know, because people love America. But I was so amazed at the responses from people being handed this arguably the most radical of all the flyers that we'd handed out, declaring independence, the idea of that. And people were so receptive of all age ranges. Now, the qualifying question I was asking was, you from New Hampshire? Anyone that said yes, I'd hand it over to them. And almost everyone who indicated they were from New Hampshire, at least, took that flyer from me. And almost 90 to 99% of them was like a big smile would come across their face. Their eyes would light up. They would nod their head. They would speak the words I was speaking. It was so encouraging that people are excited about the idea of declaring independence. They want to think about it. They want to talk about it. We'll come back. It's Free Talk Live.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. All kinds of cool stuff on there. And if you want to help support the show, then please, you can drop your Bitcoin into the Bitcoin tip jar over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Wait, you don't have Bitcoin yet? Oh, well, easy to solve that. Just go to blockchain.com. If you have a smartphone, you download the new blockchain app, and you get that installed, within moments, you will have the ability to send and receive Bitcoin to anyone, anywhere in the world, for next to nothing. And I'm not joking. It's so easy. I don't know. Derek, was it you that were telling you were telling me about the Mycelium wallet?
Oh, yeah.
Out there?
Yeah.
I didn't get around to trying that. It was my intention to try that before we jumped into doing this Bitcoin outreach booth for the last 5 days.
It's a great wallet.
But what had happened was I had tried the blockchain wallet. I wanted to try installing it and creating a new wallet from within the phone app because I had never done that before.
It's also easy to do.
See how easy it was. You really install the app and put in a 4-digit code and you're in.
That's it.
That's literally it. However, there was an issue, and I when I get a moment to like breathe from catching up, mm-hmm. I need to send a message to the blockchain folks. There were two times, and there weren't a whole lot of times, when somebody stopped by this outreach booth and was willing to actually stop for long enough to install the blockchain app on their phone. There were actually two instances where the phone would start up, it would say, you know, open a new wallet, and then it would ask for the four-digit code. You put the four-digit code in, and it would never give you the opportunity to hit accept or to, like, there was not even a button or a checkbox or anything like that. So there's a little bit of a bug, I think, in this new software. But, you know, hopefully it'll get it ironed out quickly. Blockchain is the number one app in the world for a good reason. And I think it's, from my experience, it's been a pretty good company. And I know our old friend of the show, Mandrick, is working for those folks. So blockchain.com, go there, grab the app. If it doesn't work when you first install it, and this, I only saw it happen on Android. If it doesn't work when you first install it, you can do the pair the existing wallet option. So when you start the program, there's two options. One, create a new wallet right there in the program. Two, you go on their website. If you've already signed up at blockchain.info, which is their sister site, you sign up at blockchain.info for a wallet, then you scan a QR code with the phone app, and that worked every time I tried it. But that required the person to stand there for longer as I pulled out my laptop, went on blockchain.info, and kind of held their hand through the sign-up process, which took a little bit longer. But we did make it work. Blockchain.com, go there and grab yourself a free Bitcoin wallet today. So I've been talking about my outreach experience over the past week, which was phenomenally positive. I mean, the responses from people about Bitcoin were very interested. Some people were, you know, curious.
Well, it's coming, and yeah. People have been hearing about it.
They so have.
But
a lot of people haven't heard about it.
On Sunday, I asked on the way out of Home Depot, "You take Bitcoin?" I'm trying to do this now every time I have an interaction. You know, if you're taking money, I'd like to talk to you about Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And the lady's like, "Not yet, but I bet you we will someday."
Oh, that is encouraging to hear.
Now, this is from one of the cashiers.
Yes, she also liked my Stormtrooper shirt. So
that's
know,
cool.
Let's say she's a
rebel.
Yeah.
I did this also, Mark, at the fair.
I got it from $6shirts.com. It says support the troops.
Yeah, I did this also at the fair. Now, I didn't do it consistently enough because, like, for instance, and maybe I should have done it more consistently. There's like a Mr. Smoothie. It's a place that makes smoothies or whatever. And I'm just thinking, oh, they're throwing around drinks. I don't know if that's the safest place for an electronic device. And so I didn't ask them about whether they take Bitcoin, and I probably should have. But
it's better than touching dirty paper money.
That's a good point. I did ask the vegetarian food truck. There's like this vegetarian food truck thing here in Keene, and they were super interested in it, and they even came over to the booth later on and asked a bunch of questions. In fact, I'm going to go follow up because they actually work here in Keene normally, but they were at the fair for the last several days, and so I'm going to stop by there this week and get them hooked up with a wallet and buy something from them with Bitcoin, so that'll be fun.
That would be really cool. It'd be cool if you could also show them how it could work for their booth. If you had a paper wallet or a paper QR code that people could scan as they came up, and you say, hey, you could have one of these. And then mm-hmm. a little device that's already connected to that wallet, you can see the payments went through immediately.
Well, something I did later on, there was a guy running an ice cream booth there at the fair, and I'd seen him walk by, and I pitched him with do you have any Bitcoin yet? And, you know, he just walked by. But then another time I realized who he was. I realized he was working there. And so I changed my pitch. I said, hey, have you considered taking Bitcoin for your business? And he stopped at that point and had a conversation with me where he had some good questions that he asked.
That's the key for Bitcoin is I think that there's more self-interest at stake. Like a business owner can get it. He's like, mm-hmm. oh, hey, this is money to me. We're talking money now.
Oh, as soon as you mention the credit card fee, you know, that you're cutting fees down to next to zero, that's like a heads up for a Bitcoin or a business owner.
It's different things.
It's a big difference.
It's different things for different people. Like for some, it's freedom. You know, for others, it's an escape from the state. And then for others, it's just, hey, I could make more money by cutting out fees.
So it was so great to get people, you know, positively responding to Bitcoin. And, of course, I had to change my pitch over time. I'd never done Bitcoin outreach like this. I have flyered people for Bitcoin, like downtown a little bit. But I'd never done a real consistent kind of pitch everybody that walks by on Bitcoin thing. And so I wasn't as good on Wednesday as I was on Sunday. Mm. There weren't as many there, many people there on Wednesday either. But, you know, I was definitely not as polished in the beginning portion of the week with,
makes
like,
sense.
How I would pitch the idea to people. And ultimately, you know, I did really kind of nail that down. And I got to give credit to Christopher Cantwell from ChristopherCantwell.com. I've done a lot of outreach booths in my time, and I've volunteered with I've had a lot of people volunteer with me because, as I said,
you're the expert at pretty much any booth, and then you teach the rest of us how to do it.
Yeah, he was great. Chris Cantwell was as good as I was at this, and you know, I don't want to just go pat myself on the back, but I've done a lot of damn outreach booths, and I'm pretty good at being a carnival barker, talking to people. You got to get their attention. You can't, if you're going to do an outreach booth, and I recommend you do it. If you can afford to go and set up a booth at the fair to bring the ideas of freedom to people, it's a fun experience that I think is worth having, and it's not that expensive. We set this booth up for $400. And that's less than $100 a day. That's not a whole lot of money.
Certainly could be worse.
To market to what was probably 50,000 people over the 5 days would be my guess, or 30,000 to 50,000 people.
What's the cost of your propaganda?
It's pretty cheap. You know, 5 cents a flyer for full color printing or something like that. Next to nothing. So if you're going to do an outreach booth, you've got to talk to people. There was like an iced tea booth across the way from us. And the girls they had working at this booth, all they did was sit on their phone the whole time. And I think it was Saturday, one of the guys was there, the electrician for the whole event was there kind of setting up the booth. And somebody asked him, said, is this your booth? Because it seemed weird that the event electrician was actually like setting up a booth. And he said, no, it's my wife's booth and it hasn't really been working out very well. And I said to him, that's because the girls that are there aren't talking to anybody. They're just sitting there on a tablet or on a smartphone. And so when his wife actually worked the booth, who had an incentive to do things differently,
surprise, surprise,
that was their best day of the fair when that happened. I said, well, you know, what you should do is give the workers a commission rather than, because I overheard them, they were giving them $10 an hour just to sit there. Give them a commission, give them 50 cents a cup or a buck a cup or something like that. And then you'll see them pitch those things out there, I bet you.
Yep, that would make a big difference.
So, yeah, you got to talk to people. And that's, you know, that's what the way the Republicans and the Democrats, they'll set up a booth, but they just sit there and they wait for the choir to kind of come over and talk to them.
The one I went over to the Republican booth and the little old lady she was just sitting there. I think she was knitting or she was on her phone or something. You know, she had no intention of talking to anybody unless they came and talked to her.
Yep.
She certainly did talk once I got up there. But, other than that, she's not going to haul anybody in. She's just a little old lady. You know how people are. They're, I don't do sales.
Mm.
You know, like this thing that people talk about. Oh, yes, you do. Your whole life is selling something. You're selling,
selling
you're
yourself.
Interacting. Yeah. And so, yes, you do sales. And you just don't choose to use your skills here at this time.
All right. So what about you? Do you have outreach booth experience? Have you ever done this kind of stuff like Carnival Barker? And by the way, I'm still happy to get carny stories. Somebody called in with a carny story a few nights ago, but we didn't get to their call fast enough. They dropped off the line. I love a good carny story. So if you want to share that, 855-453 or bring up anything.
Crashed. The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crashed is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home. My thoughts exactly. Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits? Not possible. Great minds think alike. Until I tried NoNoPro. Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro, the most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time-consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the Carney recap from the last several days as I played Carney at the local county fair, pitching Bitcoin to folks rather than throwing whatever balls at ducks or trash cans, whatever the Carney Bunko games are. There's a really cool book my dad had when I was growing up called the Bunko Book, B-U-N-C-O. It's actually pretty hard to find now from what I understand, but it showed how all of the Carney games actually work. Like, how much of a scam they are, like how the scams are operated with these Carney games at the fairs. Fascinating stuff. So anyway, Bitcoin, of course, not a scam. It's the real deal. Although some people were kind of suspect. They had, of course, heard the news about MT Gox going down, and Bitcoin aficionados know that the MT Gox story is basically just the story of a failed business, a failed bank. But the way the mainstream media made it look like, the way they made it sound,
Bitcoin's done.
And either they did this on purpose or they did it through ignorance. But either way, they did it. They made it sound like it's over for Bitcoin. They came from Japan over at MT Gox, and now they're all, it's a failure. Well, no, just one business went under, just like a bank can go under that does business with dollars. And so I got the chance to explain this to some of the people and correct some misinformation. And it was great. You know, we, as I mentioned earlier, we had over 500 Bitcoin flyers handed out to people. Business owners are interested in taking Bitcoin who weren't that interested before hearing our pitch at the fair. And part of the pitch that I found was very effective was mentioning Dell Computer, Wikipedia, which, by the way, Wikipedia, I don't know if you heard, but they just started taking Bitcoin within the last week or so.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So those are like the two. Those are the two biggest heavy hitters.
Overstock.com is pretty huge.
That's 1 billion compared to Dell Computer's 47 billion. But yeah, I would mention Overstock here and there. But Dell Computer, I mean, if you're walking by, unless you are a Luddite, you probably know what Dell Computer is. And if you've been online, you've probably been to Wikipedia at some point. So I figured those are two biggies. And then I would also mention a couple of the local businesses that would take it here in Keene, which is Corner News, kind of a local newspaper slash head shop. There's also a hair salon. So whenever the ladies would walk by, it was like, hey, you can get your hair done at Motosuo Hair Salon. And it was interesting because a lot of people who worked, you know, people are walking by. They're going somewhere. They're not at the fair to come see your booth. And so you've got to get them to stop and talk to you, or at the very least, stop and take a flyer. And there were a number of people whose interest level changed, and it was visible, when they heard me mention who takes Bitcoin. And then it became something that was worth listening to.
Yeah, I think that's a big deal because, you know, we're sort of a gregarious creature. Humans are a bit of a pack animal, and it matters what the leaders of the pack are doing. So, yeah, if the people at Dell are taking Bitcoin, perhaps I am a dumb butt for walking by these people in this that are just trying to give me some information.
Yeah, and so, you know, for some people, they kind of opened up their ears when they heard Wikipedia. Others opened up when they heard Dell, and others opened up when they heard that a local business was taking it. And it was just an interesting experience. Let's go to Ken. He's on the line. By the way, welcome to our newest affiliate, Talk Radio 850 in Raleigh, North Carolina. They came on board starting tonight. They're joining us here for Free Talk
Live. Well, you just did get that in the first hour, didn't you?
What?
They just squeezed that in the first hour.
Well, I actually had no plans to welcome them tonight because normally I like to wait until I can verify that a new radio station is on board. And
now you have verification.
Since Ken is actually listening, welcome to everybody tuned in there in Raleigh. Hey, Ken, you're on the air on Free Talk Live.
Thank you very much. The guy that precedes you on the station, Bill LeMay, put some good words out for you guys. So,
cool.
An attaboy when you get a chance. But, anyway,
good. I know we're probably going to get on one of the local shows there too, and you know, be able to say hi more on a more intimate level.
It's a great market, and you'll enjoy the callers from this area. They're very informed people and very up to date on the latest technologies. So, with
excellent.
NC State, University of North Carolina, and Duke University being 15 minutes apart, and all in your radio listening area. So, anyway,
fantastic.
I talked to you asked us about the call in. If we've ever sat at those booths and tried to stir up business. And I think I work for a company, a large heating and air conditioning company that works in one of the big hardware retailers. And we're responsible for generating leads for those particular stores. And in turn, that generates business for us that we wouldn't have otherwise. So the number one thing you just got through mentioning was you were legitimizing the calls, you know, I'm not just throwing something out there to start a, you know, a Twitter fest or anything else. These are actual something that's being used by big corporations and some local folks here. So please give me a minute of your time. And and in doing so, you can the catch is then what is in it for the consumer, and you know the cost savings, the low fees, all those things benefit the consumer, and if enough of it catches on, then your prices should theoretically fall. You shouldn't have to pay as much to cover the cost of using your credit card. Because as a retailer, we do have to recuperate that cost somehow. We just basically turn around and charge it to the customer. So, you know, you can't sit on your thumbs and expect anything to happen. You've got to get out and make it happen. The idea of incentivizing those folks sitting at the booth, that's what you've got to do. You know, it's just like society in general. If you tell them that they don't have to do anything and you can go get a check from the government, they're not going to do anything and get a check from the government. But if you get out and get a job, you can make twice as much what the government would give you, but you got to work for it. So, not too much.
I think it's interesting. the sort of cultures of people. Now, when I go to any place with booths, I walk around, I look at every booth, I look at the people that are there, I sort of read their signs, and I go on past. And
I'd say you're unusual.
I would say I'm highly unusual in this circumstance. But and most people, they seem to sort of keep, they try to keep their eyes straight ahead of them.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like you're a panhandler. It's like you're asking yep. them for money or something. They keep their eyes straight ahead.
Well, they figure that's what you're going to get around to.
They shuffle their feet along, and they try to get out of there as quickly as they can. And it's just a... It's amazing to me. I mean, you know, what these people are trying to sell you things that make your life better, or no thank you. Either one of these things doesn't really matter.
It's either snake oil or it's going to help me. And you have to let them know it's going to help them. Guys, I'm
so, any other experience you want to share?
Well, no, just...
Welcome aboard, Ken.
Just you got to get out there and get after it if you want anything to happen. You can't wait for it to happen.
And that's true in life in general, right? Like, that's a true statement, period, whether we're talking about, you know, hawking things at a county fair or we're talking about just making your life better, improving your station in life, so to speak. You've got to put it out there. You've got to take steps into uncharted territory, steps into, you know, outside of your comfort zone. Great call tonight, Ken. Appreciate it, and welcome aboard there in Raleigh. Our toll-free number tonight, 855-453. And if you're listening for the first time in the Raleigh area, and this is your first opportunity to listen on the radio in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Congratulations, you caught us on our first night.
We've been doing this show for over a decade. So Free Talk Live, not a new show. New to
we
you,
are, however,
perhaps.
Younger than just about everybody yeah. else who's on the radio.
That's generally true.
Yeah, we're going to be the number one radio program in America because we're going to outlive the competition.
Well, I don't know if we're going to be the number one show.
I don't know if radio will be around in 2 decades.
Who knows? But we're here now, and you can join us on the air and bring up whatever you want. That's one of the things that makes Free Talk Live different. It's always open phones every night of the week, and we do the show 7 nights a week. Check your local listings. For instance, you guys are getting the first 2 hours of the show there in Raleigh live every single night, so you can actually interact with us like Ken there. And so you can bring up whatever you want. You don't have to call in and talk about being a carny to get on the air with us here tonight, although I would love a carny story. If anybody's got one, feel free. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. But also we come at things from a bit of a different perspective. You know, you might be used to hearing kind of the conserva clones, for lack of a better term, out there. They all sound the same. And then there's, of course, the progressive talkers. We're not either of those. We like the ideas of freedom here on Free Talk Live. So feel free to join the discussion. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Now, one of the other things about what we do here is it's almost like a reality show. Yeah, it's open phones. Yeah, we'll take your calls about anything. But we also talk about our personal experiences. We do more than just sit behind microphones, which seems to me to be what most talk show hosts do. They sit behind a microphone, and then they talk about their favorite politicians, and they, you know, want you to go out and do their bidding or something like that.
They might relay something that happened in their day, no yeah. doubt. I was out on the golf course.
Yeah, well, they'll talk about their life with their kids or their wife or something. Thing, the personal stories.
But we're activists.
But here on Free Talk Live, we're activists. We'll put our lives and our freedom on the line for the things in which we believe. Derek J., you have been arrested. I have been arrested, not for hurting anybody, but for crimes, so-called crimes, that don't involve a victim at all. So there's no doubt that, you know, we're willing to put something behind our words.
This is civil disobedience in some ways.
It has been.
Yeah. I call it peaceful noncompliance.
All like right.
That one. Yeah, because a lot of times it's not civil disobedience. But when they come after you, if you then do not comply, it becomes noncompliance, and it is as powerful, in my opinion, as civil disobedience. We'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts here at 855-453. But it turns out, Derek J., that some people, they get upset when people do civil disobedience. They get upset when the boat is rocked, and we will share the comments of one hater here in moments.
Lumber Liquidators buys direct from the mills, giving you the largest selection of hardwood flooring at the lowest prices. Right now, choose from over 150 hardwoods on sale, including beautiful and stylish white plank pre-finished red oak for just $179 a square foot. That's less than half what you could pay at other stores. Plus, get Dream Home Laminate and Tranquility Vinyl Flooring for 20% off and bamboo for only $179. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. More great deals and special 12-month financing available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
Look, kid. When guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and 12 ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.